Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme from 9.
John Thompson rose to fame on the comedy circuit with Steve Coogan winning the Perrier Award at the Edinburgh Festival in 1992. But it was his appearances on The Fast Show that turned him into a star, particularly those as that programme's most parodied character, Louis Balfour, the presenter of a live jazz programme with the shortest catchphrase in television comedy, Nice. Since then, his starred as Pete, James Nesbitt's mate in Cold Feet, and most recently has begun appearing on Coronation Street, a fictitious thoroughfare that, were it to wind non-fictively, would do so among the Salford streets where John was born. So richer heritage promises a rich inheritance. We asked him for his inheritance tracks.
The song that I remember listening to over and over again on a dance set, 33, 45, 78 player, was the theme to Rupert the Bear.
You never seen before, who's a lot of fun.
I remember Mum and Dad buying that for me and playing it over and over again. So it was the old music to the TV show Rupert the Bear, which was puppets at the time, marionettes with strings, not the Cosgrove Hall version that you'll see these days, but yes, Rupert the Bear. I think the B-side was Puppet on a String, which was also a Eurovision entry. Who sang it? Is it Sandy Shaw? I was a huge fan, and I saw a Rupert the Bear puppet show at the Charter Theatre in Preston, and there was a magician on as support to the Rupert the Bear show, and the magician asked for an assistant to come up on stage, and I was asked up on stage, and I was only about five, and that was it. I loved it so much, I've never looked back. That was my baptism into sort of a bit of limelight, and I absolutely relished being this magician's assistant. I remember he made imitation milk squirt out of my elbow, like you do. And I think I wanted to be on stage ever since.
And the waiting here for you, so unlock the door.
So excited to be picked out of all these children. I remember why I was picked as well, because it was the 1970s and I had a jumper with a stag's face on, complete with antlers. And I would imagine in the wash of the stage lights, if he was peering out towards that little boy in that jumper would have stood out somewhat. And that's why probably it was me jumper that got me picked. Rupert the Bear, everyone knows his name and all of his games. I grew up in a village just outside Preston called New Longton, which I've subsequently said is famous for having two carpet shops and no pub. There was a lot of den building, and because it's a lot of farmland around there, it's quite countryfied. A rope swing making over brooks and army in the woods and old-fashioned kind of play, really, you know. And there was a disused railway line behind my house, and it was that was a great place to play. My parents are great, very supportive, never said, oh, get a proper job, never said, learn a trade. Very tolerant, really, because I was a character. I mean, I don't know about ADHD, but if I have got it, I've made a career out of it. They sort of encouraged the good side of that, and can't thank them enough, really. Still got it probably somewhere. I'm sure Olivia'd love it, actually. If I can dig it out of the dusty archives of my vinyl collection, I'm sure I'd love to play it to her. But it evokes happy memories. You know, TV was fairly innocent as well. They were happy days.
Everyone come and join in all of his games. Rupert, my little Rupert.
The song I would pass on. So hard, this. I suppose I'd... So many, you see. I think, right, when I was 11, I went on the school at French Exchange, and there was one album that I listened to over and over again. I absolutely adored. And remember, I'm 11 years old here. And that album was School Days by Stanley Clarke. And that's been, like, one of my favourite albums of all time ever since. On that album is a track called Life Is Just a Game. it was a horrible flat in Lyon at the French Exchange. I used to get very bored. Obviously, it was in a tiny little apartment on the French Exchange. And the French Exchange was a real lottery, and you ended up with... Some people had, like, multi-millionaire executives. The dads of their correspondents were like, you know, and they'd be off to Chamonix skiing. Well, I was stuck in an apartment in Lyon. And that was one of my sort of... My solace was to put the old subwoofer giant headphones on and put that album on and just listen to it over and over again. And it sort of, at the time, it was a bit of a comforter, really, in all the boredom of sitting in a very small apartment with a huge French family. And then at the end, they gave me the album to take back to England with me. And I've still got that very same album that was given to me. Life's just a game, he says on the lyric, is life is just a game and there's many ways to play and all you do is choose. Well, really, you're ultimately responsible for your own destiny. And I've had a bit of a... My path's not been smooth by any stretch of the imagination, but now I've chosen a way of living my life that I'm happy with. And I suppose it's testament to the way I've chosen to play this game of life by rules that suit me now, with a bit more maturity, and I have a very happy life. So I think it's relevant. For 2 years now, I've had peace in my life, really. There's a Chinese old curse, may you live in interesting times. Well, when I drank and did drugs, I lived in very interesting times. Very, very interesting from the side of the tabloids, the general gutter press. When I stopped all that, I ceased to be interested. And I'm guaranteed that Fleet Street were gutted. So I ceased to live in interesting times. I'm not interested in it now, I don't drink and party. But I have a great life and a very simple life, and I'm not fretting about what's going to be written in the papers on a Sunday or whatever day of the week it is. And I can dedicate more time to my family. I'm a better person. Never have a hangover. I'm always punctual. I always hit my mark. I always know my lines. It's just a shame I've got no talent.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.